Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Attention teachers and students. That's from SNL. If you would like to perhaps have a nice little chat, a Skype session with One Republic, it could happen.
Yeah.
If you take part in Classroom Musical, which already started, I think we're down to what, 2.5 weeks left for you to make your video?
Yeah, that's right.
Go to kidnation.com. Select one of the One Republic songs to perform in your video. Now, you can change the lyrics, keep them the same, as long as you mention the Kid Craddock Morning Show somewhere in that video.
Right.
Send it in to us by the deadline, which is...
2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
March...
First, though.
What was it, Nick? Somebody give me the deadline so I give it to them. But we have three winners.
We have three categories. We have lower school, middle school, and high school.
Each category will win $1,500 for your classroom. You could use it for whatever you want, as long as it helps out the kids. By the way, the deadline is Friday, March 20th.
Great. Got it. Yeah, and three winners, but one grand prize winner who will be chosen by One Republic themselves. Mm-hmm. And with that, you're the grand prize winner. You get a Skype session with the band. And then they're going to share your winning video with their 14 million plus social media fans.
How cool is that? So the good news is, if you're one of the three winners, One Republic's still going to see your video. And then one of you will be shared to 14 million people.
Yeah.
Again, go to kidnation.com for all the details and to get the instrumentals. They're the official instrumentals provided by One Republic.
Love it. Thank you, Tasty Cakes.
And thank you to Tasty Cake, yes.
Yes, and Interscope Records. Thank you.
Some things going on. Did you guys hear about the hockey player's daughter?
Yeah.
And what she did?
I love this story.
The hockey player's daughter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So there's a 11-year-old Jordan Leopold. She misses her dad. And he's an NHL. He's a professional hockey player.
Right.
He's Jordan Leopold. And he started the season off with the Blues. So he's playing in St. Louis. She lives in Minnesota. Then he was traded to the Blue Jackets in Columbus. In November, so still pretty far away from the families.
Yeah, I mean, they can't keep upbringing the family, so the men just go play where the family stays put. Right?
So Jordan wrote a letter asking for his dad to be traded.
She wrote it to the Minnesota Wild,
hockey
team that's right there in her hometown.
She said, hey, can you guys trade for my dad? Because I really, really, really miss him, and I want him to be home.
Aww.
And she wrote the letter, and they asked Jordan's mom, did she end up sending the letter? She actually never got around to sending it, but I guess the good vibes went out there because Jordan was actually traded. He was traded back. He was traded to Minnesota, and now he's going to be back home.
That's a beautiful story. You can make something happen. You just sit down, put pen to paper.
Yeah, and
the trade was already in the works, but don't tell Jordan.
Well, she thinks it was her doing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Don't take that away from the 11-year-old girl.
Have the letter posted on Kid TV right now.
So yeah, the letter's going viral.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
I wonder if my kids will ever do that. Al, do you think your kids will write a letter when you're in Akron traded back here?
No, I doubt it. Hey, have fun, Dad.
Yeah,
have fun.
Today's also Tinder Tuesday is what we like to celebrate on the show.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this? Tinder launched paid memberships yesterday.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. So what does that mean? Because it's been free up until now, right?
Yeah.
Right.
First of all, I call it ageism because it's $10 if you're under 30.
Yep.
$20 if you're over 30.
Yeah.
What?
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 Yeah, I told you guys about this before this was going to launch.
But it officially went down.
Yeah. I mean, there's more. You can go back in time, like if you accidentally swipe. There's some other things that allows you to do.
Okay. Yeah. That's not fair. They're going to have to change that. That's not right.
Yeah.
You can still get it for free, but if you pay, you can set your location to anywhere, not just your vicinity.
Well, the whole point of it is to be people convenient.
Yeah. But some of the players want to, they want to go outside. And if you accidentally swipe left, you can do the rewind.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good feature.
Uh-huh.
You get a do-over.
Because left is bad, and then that person's out of your life forever.
But over 30 has to pay $20.
Yeah, that's where. How do they explain that?
I guess they're just trying to keep their demo young. You know, under 30.
Yeah. But that's not fair. That's
ageism.
Ageism. There is a lawsuit waiting to be filed.
You can't go to a restaurant, Al, and you go to a steakhouse
senior citizens discount.
Oh, you get the discount. That's right.
So
see, now they're paying
it back.
You
should be getting discounts on Tinder.
Over 30% cheaper.
Wait, that so really isn't. That isn't fair and
fair,
right.
But.
Honestly, what they're saying is it's not trying to get older people to not do it. They're saying that it should be more reflective of how
income?
Much, yeah, like that they've tested it and that people that are older
have more
money to spend on finding love.
Still not fair.
So it's not that they're trying to get the 30 pluses out of there. They're just saying that, you know, a 20-year-old on
being
Tinder
penalized
doesn't have
for making
money.
More money.
But $10 more, yeah, that's a lot
well, that's
more.
That's like taxpayers.
That's true.
But it's a freaking dating app.
Oh, I was so mad.
Well, Kelly, why are you so grouchy? You found yours for free.
I was going to be the poster child for Tinder, but now I'm mad.
Yeah. Did y'all hear about Madonna? She's launching a world tour in Miami this August, and she's going to be the musical guest on Ellen for an entire week later on this month.
Can somebody tell me what Madonna's problem is with Texas?
What do you mean?
She doesn't like this.
She will not come to Texas. I looked at her whole, and I heard this years ago. And I thought somebody was just saying, just being funny. But it's true. Every time she goes on tour, she will not come to Texas.
Maybe all her exes live in Texas.
Maybe it's because A-Rod, who got his start here in Texas playing baseball, is not from he was here for a long time.
Yeah, but he started in Seattle, didn't he?
I don't know.
I've already seen... I've seen her in concert, so that's one that I don't need to see again.
It's a theory.
But I had to go to Washington, D.C. to see her.
Huh.
I did not know that. That's a.
I just noticed it. Like somebody said something years ago, and every time she goes on tour, I check, and there's never a Texas
date. I think it's a political thing for her because I'm just looking up why does Madonna hate Texas, and all that comes up are a bunch of quotes about George Bush and inappropriate things.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
you're gonna be mad at George Bush. You're gonna penalize Texas
because of one man. That's ridiculous. Childish.
Huh.
So anyway, that's one of the ones I don't need to see anymore. But there's a few that I'd like to see that I haven't. You know, Stevie Wonder is coming through.
Did you watch the Stevie Wonder special?
I did not.
People are saying that a microphone was thrown at Stevie Wonder and he caught it. So now there's a conspiracy.
Not blind?
There's a conspiracy now that
he's faking
it. That Stevie was faking it
all this time.
He caught the microphone. That's what people are saying. There's a video online.
Did he kiss the microphone or did he drop the microphone?
He caught it. So I guess it was kind of, just tossed at
him. Maybe it was a time thing.
And he caught it.
Can you imagine if he hadn't caught it? It would have busted him in the nose.
Well, it was low. Mm. It wasn't like it was thrown directly at his face.
All right.
Stevie, Stevie catch.
That's the word around town right now.
And we've got a new billionaire, everybody. Michael Jordan is now officially a billionaire with a B. If he weren't before.
Michael Jordan.
All them damn sneakers. I didn't know this. Somebody brought it to my attention. There's a new pair of Jordans that come out like every week.
Yeah.
Every week?
Yeah.
Jordan is a separate entity now from Nike. I mean, it's still Nike based, but they're their own.
One of my buddies has a room dedicated to Jordan tennis shoes. He's got like 300 pair, like in a bedroom.
And Bill Gates is now the richest man in the world again.
Again?
Because it used to be Carlos Slim, the guy from Mexico.
Okay.
And then I think.
Where's
he goes
Buffett
back
at?
And forth with Buffett is third. I think he made like $14 billion last year, something like that.
$14 billion.
LeBron, though, that was LeBron's goal to be the first billionaire athlete.
Well,
and now he's beaten by Jordan.
Jordan won.
Maybe active if he does it before he retires.
Yeah.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
Kelly and I had a conversation yesterday, and she says, whatever happens, you're just going to have to let us have fun with it.
Yep.
So I am going to sit back this break.
Let us have fun.
And let you guys have fun.
But when you sign up for something like this.
I know.
Yeah, this has been over a year and a half in waiting for us.
I've always been curious and wanting to get into doing a little bit of acting. Because Al's done it. He did The Riff.
Uh-huh.
That beautiful straight to VHS movie he did.
Yeah.
Kelly's done some movies here and there. He did
every Christmas. You can see my greatness
with Leanne Rimes, I believe.
It's probably not my best effort, I'll say.
Jenna, you were in a movie as a young child.
I was in Milk Money.
Milk Money.
Mm-hmm.
And now?
Now it's your turn.
It's JC's turn. Now, how did this come about? I mean, you can't just go out and say, I want to be in a movie. How did you get the part?
I was checking my email and I saw that it said the title or the subject was movie role. And I thought it was one of those spam emails, but for some reason, I still thought maybe So I opened, I happened to open that email, and it was an email from the director, and he said, hey, I moved here from Mexico, I studied film, and now I'm doing film here in the States, and I wrote this screenplay, and it's going to be my first feature film, and I was writing it while I was listening to your guys' show, and I heard you as this person.
Wow.
Would you be interested in at least reading the script? And before I even read the script, I was like, I'll do it.
Heck yeah, I'll read it.
I didn't know it. I didn't know what it was. I was like, I'll do
read it. Perform it. I'll do whatever you want.
But it was a starring role for you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. A lead
one
role.
Of the leads.
And the movie is called Reborn. And we were at the premiere, the red carpet, last night.
Yep. Yeah.
So, of course, we had to do some media, do some press before the movie started.
I mean, there's and a real red carpet.
We are pros.
Yeah. We are pros.
We don't mean to brag, but nationally syndicated show Dish Nation was out there.
Dish Nation. They were, and had our own Elena, the selfie queen, to come do interviews of us. Instead of us interviewing JC, we had Elena interview all of us, and Elena had to ask JC what he was most nervous about.
Probably the first scene, because that was the first thing I ever did. That was the first thing we shot, so the opening scene and the sex scene. Both of which include me without clothes on.
Oh, perfect. So, but you're pretty comfortable there anyway, so nothing really new.
No, yeah. And you don't see anything except my nipples.
Oh, perfect.
Lots of nipple.
Lots of nipple.
You get both nipples.
Yikes. I'll be staying tuned extra hard for that.
Well, sometimes the nipples weren't even hard in the scene. So I don't like when your nipples aren't hard because they don't look cool, you know?
Of course, yes, the sex scene is something we were all looking forward to. So Elena asked Kelly, let me just guess, what Kelly's most looking forward to seeing.
I'm very excited to see Reborn, mainly because I'm a little bit tipsy. Two Drink Kelly showed up tonight.
Oh, that's my favorite.
And I cannot wait to see JC's sex face.
All right. Are you going to take notes from JC's performance?
Absolutely, because I want to practice them on Tinder Bear later.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Kelly.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
Shannon, if you can, or JC, whoever's playing it, play the first 3 seconds of that over again.
Play that clip again, Shannon.
It's the first 3 seconds.
I'm very excited to see Reborn.
I'm excited to see Reborn.
That's so embarrassing.
Management team? Management.
Yeah, I missed out on the meeting downstairs at the bar memo because I'm upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Not a single person was there yet. I'm like, am I being punked?
Yeah, everybody was hanging out downstairs. We got there and everybody was downstairs, so we just hung out.
I didn't know where to go.
I was like, where's Jenna? I was looking for you. I said, Jenna texted me. She was already here or called me. She was already here.
Up at the red carpet.
Yeah.
But I was serious. I don't know if you guys could tell, but I was really nervous about you guys watching this. I don't know. Just something about your friends.
Of course you were.
Everyone could tell.
It's the first time I ever did something like this. And here's how we sat. I sat in the middle, and then next to me was Elena, who was doing the red carpet for us, and she had the recorder, so she wanted to get reactions during the movie.
Yep.
Next to her is Kelly Raspberry, and then next to Kelly is Tinder Bear.
Yeah.
Which has been renamed
Tinder Wolf.
Tinder Wolf.
So that's to my right. To my left, I have my wife, Kinsey. I have Dr. Girlfriends next to Kinsey.
Yep.
And then Big Al Mac, and then Jenna sitting on the row behind us because she brought her friend Claudia and her husband, Steve.
Yeah.
And
all those seats were reserved. I didn't know. I thought they were reserved
for
cats.
Too. No.
Okay. So yeah, I was sitting right behind you guys.
And boy, was there a lot of laughter during the movie.
And it was bad because we were laughing in the wrong part.
We were. We just saw your face on the screen, and it's just such a
you start laughing. You can't help
a different
it.
Thing. We just couldn't help but laugh.
I had my girlfriend and I were squeezing each other's thigh because I had that moment of I might have to get up and walk out for a second because we were laughing that hard.
And I felt bad because it's not a comedy, obviously.
Well, it wasn't just JC. Everybody that was, a lot of people who were in the movie were there with their family and friends.
Right.
So whenever their relative or whatever came on, everybody would start laughing. There would be somebody being shot dead in cold blood and everybody bust out laughing because look at Peter up there, whatever his name. Oh my God, look at him.
It was so fun.
The first scene where I wake up and it's just my face. It's like the super close up of my face.
That was greatness.
Kelly bust out laughing. Al bust out laughing. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, oh, I suck.
Well, because you're laying in bed with your castmate, the other lead, and we don't know what's about to happen. We're like, oh, wow, is it going to start out with the sex scene?
Yeah, we were giddy.
My friends were like, is the sex scene this early on?
Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
And so, we're seeing
you're
you.
You're laughing now. because it's on kid TV.
So
I can't help it.
It was pretty early on. So, well, during the movie, like JC said, he was sitting next to Elena, who had the recorder, because, of course, we had to record 2-drink, 3-drink Kelly's reaction to JC's sex.
I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. What did I
from laughing so much, I guess.
What did you know what say?
I don't know.
I was trying to take screenshots of that scene the whole time to get the perfect one.
Mm. What was funny to me while watching JC with his love interest, you know, doing that thing, was to see JC's tattoo on his arm with his little baby's handprint.
Well, we didn't have the... We didn't have the money for the
y'all didn't
makeup.
Notice that? Like, I was watching, I'm like, oh, there's little Chloe and there's little Kaysen's handprint on JC's
it was
arm.
Just Kaysen's handprint.
Okay.
We didn't have the money for the makeup.
That's
cool.
That's kind of what I was giggling
at. I will say, I wanted to watch JC's face through a lot of this.
Right. It's too dark to see JC's face.
Thank God.
No, I could see sitting behind him, and you are so funny and different than how I think some people, when they see themselves.
Right.
You intently watch your scenes. I mean, you don't get uncomfortable. You don't divert your eyes.
I'd be watching him.
He was studying.
Too.
Yeah.
I was trying to do.
You seemed somewhat comfortable watching
yourself.
You were like
studying game day footage.
Because I feel
Isn't
like
that what, how they what they call that.
I guess
tape. Yeah.
When you watch yourself doing something, it's almost out of body and it's awkward. And I was trying to make myself not see myself. I was
like
trying to watch
it
like it wasn't me. That's why I was trying to watch it that way. But I couldn't do that.
It was so cool though. I'd never been in a movie theater where the people in the movie were at the movie. That was so cool. You know?
The build up, because I knew that scene was coming up. It's that feeling you get when you're like,
But once that was over, you were able to enjoy the rest of the movie.
Yeah, that's the one scene that I knew you guys would laugh at.
That scene was actually not too uncomfortable.
It was pretty mild.
No,
it was pretty mild.
Over pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I think some of the funnier scenes were just the dialogue with you and your friends. Like, you work at a car dealership. And there was a moment where Alexander, that's JC's character's name, he kind of hit on his boss.
Hey, boss. How you doing, man? Looking sharp in that suit. If I was a woman, woo, man.
You know, when you come into work all hungover, you got to make sure the boss is
Oh, I know.
Ooh, man.
I'll be hitting on the boss later. Really sorry about today's show. You look so nice in that suit.
And again, your acting abilities put on display when Alexander got himself a magic car key.
Dude, are you serious?
What, man?
It's a brand new car, Mark. You got to be careful with it, bro.
Oh, my God. Give me a break, man.
You always do that, man.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, though, isn't it? Right?
It is pretty cool. I want to keep it pretty cool, so stop smashing stuff, man.
All right. You got the keys?
Yeah, I got the keys.
All right.
Matter of fact, my man, let me introduce to you the master key.
Gods be praised.
No, I'm serious, dude. With this key, you can open and you can start any car you want.
Nice.
Yeah, and you're not going to touch it ever.
Yeah. Get it started, man.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
It's better to watch it
so fast.
Yeah.
Listening to movies is not the same.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not. You got to watch this bad boy.
During that scene, Kelly kept looking over at me and glassy-eyed and goes, "You're so cute."
So cute, JC.
Now,
what's the
plot line for people that are like, what is this movie about? The plot line was that, you know, JC works, Alexander, his character, you work at a car dealership, but you also kind of like living life in the fast lane.
Yeah,
You're into gambling.
Yeah.
And you also like the forbidden girl.
Uh-huh.
You like the sister of a guy who basically runs the city.
Yeah. Bad dude.
But you're a good gambler. I love the gambling scenes, especially because I know
you don't know how to play poker.
I know, that's why I love
it. He's like, he had like diamond encrusted watches. He had like cash hidden all over his apartment. He was like pulling wads of cash out from behind the TV. I'm like, what the heck?
During the day, I was a car dealership. But during nighttime, I was a baller.
Gambler.
There was a moment when Alex's buddy tried to convince him to stop taking the risk gambling.
Giancarlo's having a high-stakes poker game tonight. And I think I'm going to go all in.
Be careful, man.
What?
Be careful.
What?
Come on,
Mark.
It's real dangerous over there. I saw in the news that they found somebody with a bullet in his head. Supposedly, he just come from Giancarlo's.
Yeah.
They killed him because he wouldn't pay up. I got the money. I'm good. Come on, man. I've been taking their money for 2 weeks. Tonight, I'm going to take their pride. And then I'm done. I'm walking away. I promise.
All right, man.
No more.
All right. All right.
Exclusive.
I'm taking pride.
That part right there could have been Big Al Mack.
Yeah, I heard that that I was considered for the car dealer part, and I have sold cars before in my life, so I don't know why my phone didn't ring.
That could have been Big Al Mack
right
there.
But the director, he said,
well, reenact the scene.
I don't have the line.
I'm just, you know, improv.
Hey, be careful over there. You know, I heard a guy got found the other day with a bullet in his head.
See?
See? Look at that. And plus the chemistry that we already have.
Yeah, Al and I are already friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, the magic key? Let me have that bad.
Well, a little known fact. I was up for the part of JC's love interest.
Really?
Yeah, they were wondering.
Wow.
But I kept laughing.
Yeah. I don't think that would have gone over well.
Speaking
of JC's love interest, in his movie Reborn, this was one of my favorite scenes in the movie when Alex gives a little sweet talk to his girlfriend, Michelle.
We both knew what could happen, okay? And I've been waiting for last night for a long, 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 long time. You're the first thing I think about when I wake up, and you're the last thing I think about when I go to sleep, and I think about you all in between that. And now that I have you, I'm just not going to let you go.
I cannot live with myself. My brother did something to you. Do you understand how I would feel? There's no way that I want that.
Michelle, listen. I make a living on taking risks, and I can handle Jim Carlin, okay? I've seen you watching me for the last couple of weeks, Michelle. I know that you feel the same way. Now that you have me, you're just going to set us apart like that?
Dude, you make a living.
Everybody was laughing during that part.
You make a living taking risks? You're a car salesman.
I gamble.
The car salesman thing's just a front.
I'm gambling with dudes with guns.
I love the interaction with your on-screen love interest. That was great.
She's good.
I think about
she's,
you when I wake up good. In the morning, when I go to bed, and every moment in between.
I could hear Jenna giggling on that scene. I was like, she's still here.
I think there's more from that scene when Alex tried to comfort Michelle by telling her that I think that it's you will run away together.
Uh-huh.
You're the first thing I think about when I wake up. And you're the last thing I think about when I go to sleep. And I think about you all in between that. And now that I have you, I'm just not going to let you go.
I could not live with myself. My brother did something to you. Do you understand how I would feel?
There's no way that I want that.
Michelle, listen. I make a living on taking risks. And I can handle Giancarlo, okay? I've seen you watching me for the last couple of weeks, Michelle. I know that you feel the same way. Now that you have me, you're just going to set us apart like that? Right. What if we just got out of here, you and me? What? We can go tonight.
Tonight?
Yes. I just need a little bit more money, but I'll sweep those guys. I swear I'll sweep them.
You're crazy. Do you realize? No, it could never work.
Michelle,
we would have to leave the country.
We can go wherever you want. Yes.
Really?
We can go to China. China. We can go to Mexico.
Congo.
We can go to Costa Rica.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, then.
China?
We can go anywhere.
China.
See, that's the smile I missed.
China.
China.
We can go anywhere. China. North
Russia,
Korea.
Congo.
How y'all going to judge Alexander's geography?
Oh, my
God. Man. That was something else.
Okay, well, of course your wife was sitting next to you, Kinsey, who's such a great sport throughout this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Supporting her husband who wants to be an actor and
Absolutely.
Make love to other women on screen. So Elena, our very own Elena, had to ask Kinsey after the movie if his on-screen skills were as good as his at-home skills.
No.
Nope. Different. It's different.
A lot different.
Probably the fact that he loves you kind of plays into it.
Yeah, and
maybe
the positions.
Okay. Okay.
What?
I think everyone was drinking.
Wow.
So kids
well,
it's different.
It's just easier to go ahead and order a double so you don't have to get up and go back to the bar.
We're saving time.
I actually saw Kelly's boyfriend getting a couple
He's
doubles
not
at a time.
My boyfriend. He's my Tinder. What is he? Tinder
he was
Tinder
so
Tinder
nice. Balls. He not only bought you drinks, he got up and brought everybody water. Like
yeah.
He had water in all of his pockets.
Make sure we were hydrated.
I'm like, what is this? Mr. Seven Premium Waterman over here?
He came and he impressed. He did. Yes. Kelly brought a date and we got to meet him and hang out with him, Tinder Wolf. And of course we asked him to rate JC's performance.
Great.
Like if there were 100 actors, he was like 90th. He did fantastic.
Oh, I'm in the top 10%.
If there were 100 actors, he was 90th.
What so does
I
that mean?
I think he means
90th.
You're 90th.
I think he meant it the other way around. Like you
no, he said you
10%.
Did good. He said he told me. He said you were one of the better actors in that movie. He said,
I thought you did great.
I think you were the ninth.
Honestly,
percentile.
I was going in thinking it was going to be kind of hilarious. Really, truthfully,
very
and
serious.
You can hear my reaction because Elena got me first when the movie ended, and I'm like, honestly, I was really impressed with your acting ability.
Yeah.
I mean, there was still funny dialogue and funny scenes, but you know, so some of it was a little cheesy. But you were a good actor.
Yeah, thank you.
I am impressed.
I left there happy for you, proud of you. And happy for you. I was happy for the director, the guys that, you know, this is the first film, right?
And he wrote it.
And
yeah,
he wrote it. And this was his dream to make this script into a movie and have it on. I was happy. It made me feel good.
And I left there.
Drunker than she got there.
I don't remember leaving there. I'm kidding.
Yeah, hold on. Enough about JC and his movie Reborn from last night.
I'm kidding.
What about Kelly and her designated driver?
Yeah, exactly. I had a designated driver, so don't judge.
Our last clip from the movie premiere last night has nothing to do with JC's movie.
Oh, what did I say?
It's again Kelly's boyfriend, Tinder Wolf.
It's not my boyfriend.
Okay, Tinder
Wolf for the evening.
We had asked Tinder Wolf to rate JC's acting abilities, so then we had to get Tinder Wolf to rate Kelly's kissing ability.
Yeah!
Your turn.
Yes. She's a great kisser, too.
Wow.
Not what? That we've kissed him, Kelly.
What? You heard it here first.
I told y'all I was a great kisser. Nobody believes me.
It's just her. I just follow along.
I mean, if you had to, like, judge me for everybody you've ever kissed in your entire life, I mean, where would you put me?
The kissing scale is, like, 1 to 10.
Okay.
And then you'd say, but this is Kelly, but this goes to 11.
Oh.
Right.
Wow. That good?
And I'm 11?
You're an 11.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Kelly Raspberry is an 11.
Yes.
How sweet is that? This is romantic, guys.
It's true.
Wow, Kelly.
I'm so embarrassed.
I didn't realize Kelly was interviewing for herself.
Kelly is so red right now. Red raspberry.
Well, Kelly, you're an 11.
Nothing to be embarrassed about.
Good.
Red I am. I'm
Kelly,
so
look at Kelly's flushed right
Nothing
now.
To be embarrassed about, girl.
Yeah.
I told y'all. You say you're the best kisser on the show.
I am. But that doesn't mean you're not good. Just because I'm the best.
You're not 11. The best.
I'm the best kisser on the show. That's been proven.
Al, you're not it? The best.
I'm the best kisser on the show.
I felt like I had an instant connection with Tinder Wolf.
He's now Tinder Wolf. Is that what we officially call him?
Sure. Let's call him Tinder.
What do you mean you had an instant connection?
I don't know. It's just as soon as he walked up, we were just standing next to each other, and then
he's one of the guys.
He cracked a joke.
Yeah.
I cracked a joke.
Yeah.
You know, one of those maybe rated R jokes, and it was all good.
You have to tell me off the air.
He's one of the guys. He's a cool guy.
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's really cool, and anybody that ever. Oh, God, I'm talking out of school. But anybody that ever goes out with us, they have to be able to stand alone and be good. Because sometimes I have to go off and do stuff. And I would look over and I'd see he's fine.
He
wasn't like standing there by himself, holding his drink, making googly eyes at me, waiting for me to come back.
No.
He was fine. That was good last
night. How much of the movie did you see? Because every time I looked at you, your face was leaning down on his shoulder.
I was just resting.
Oh, God.
She was laughing. She was covering up her laughing.
No, we watched the whole movie.
Any more jokes, Al?
No.
Yeah, the first thing Al does, he walks up and insults JC. Right off the bat.
Well, this is
first
the thing. This is the thing.
Al comes in wearing a blanket.
I got this.
I was like, that was out of line.
Oh,
Al.
Before the movie.
Yeah.
Before the movie. About his outfit.
First thing, we walked up.
But let me say this. I was nervous. I didn't know what to wear. So when I got home, my beautiful wife, Kenzie, goes,
love you, Kenzie.
I'm going to go get you an outfit because you deserve it.
Right.
I said, really?
And she took the two kids with her so JC could have time
to relax.
Yeah.
I was really nervous.
I love that as a girl. We were laughing when she told me that last night. Like, good, Kenzie. She's like, I'll go to the mall and you can stay home. Going to the mall.
Two kids,
but
that's hard.
I am seriously the luckiest guy in the world for my wife to do this for me.
Absolutely. So you had some beautiful gray slacks on, a white shirt, a gray necktie, and Kaysen's jacket. Because that jacket, honestly, looked like either a valet parker or a waiter.
It's a fitted jacket.
It was on the top of your butt.
That's how it goes.
No, there's more to that jacket. She left it there.
No.
That I'm telling you, dog. And so,
I
Kelly.
It's because it was kind of like a sweatshirt material.
It's like skinny jacket.
So it's,
You could make fun of him any other day, but the night of his movie premiere, JC, the jacket did not fit properly, but said anything.
But you know
it was a mini blazer.
It was like a vest with sleeves. It, you know that little sweater that you have? That little,
it was a vest with sleeves.
That girls have that come right below the boobs?
Oh, yeah, my crop top. Yeah.
It was fine. It was fine.
I thought the jacket
looked mean.
I kept looking around like, JC, where's my drink?
See, the thing, I thought it was cool because whenever I see like basketball players, football players, their jackets look like that. Nobody's making fun of them.
It was fine, dog. It was fine. Kenzie did a great thing. She just kept looking at Kaysen when she was sizing it.
No, she
got
didn't.
Something for Kaysen to grow into, maybe.
Ow, that's so.
And that's something that a dude can say to a dude. Kelly, a girl can't say that to a dude. A dude can say that to a dude.
Yeah, that's okay. We're buddies.
Yeah, that's what we do. If I wear something that's messed up, who's going to be the first one to say something?
I will.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's all good. I just want to let you know. Did you get it back to him?
I disagree with your opinion on my jacket.
Did you leave the tags on it?
Did you give Kaysen his jacket back so he can work?
I'm keeping that jacket. That jacket's legit.
Kaysen's wearing it this weekend.
No, he's not. Shut up.
I'm starting a Twitter page for JC's little jacket.
Yeah, baby blazer.
Baby blazer.
I'm going to wear my jacket. No, I can't wear it tomorrow.
Baby blazer.
Is there a picture of my jacket?
Can we buy the domain?
I put a picture of us on the regular
Twitter name.
I didn't
see it.
With it unbuttoned, you can't tell. But when it's buttoned up, you
we
can
need
really
to tell. That was where you made
Twitter
the
account.
Or maybe my booty has grown a little bit. No. So now it's just giving it that thing in the back.
Yeah, you guys, we need baby blazer and man room bun.
Man room, man bun.
JC's baby blazer.
You mean fitted blazer?
Kenzie's got a good picture of it on her Facebook page.
Oh, Shannon, what do you think of the jacket?
I'm going to Facebook right now.
I think you're very handsome.
Tell me what you think of the jacket. Be honest.
I'm the last person you should be asking about any of that.
That's why I'm asking.
Very true.
I remain neutral. Uh-huh. I am Spain.
No.
Well,
you want to be Switzerland,
you'd
maybe.
You'd like to be Switzerland,
yes.
Probably.
Spain does
I'm
that.
More
I'm
neutrality
that.
There.
Yeah.
And social.
All right, so Shannon's neutral on it.
All right, and we're going
to
start.
I thought maybe you were just trying to convince everyone you were really young.
I mean, maybe it could have.
I am.
It could have buttoned a little bit better. I mean, maybe it looked like it was a little bit hard to button in the front. But as far as.
I think it looks great.
Good TV, y'all.
Good
TV.
The length of it, I thought it was okay. Except maybe the sleeves.
Did you feel restricted with your arms?
No.
Did you have a hard time reaching up?
I felt better than my suits.
He could put his hands in his pants pockets without wrinkling up the jacket.
Okay, stop.
That's the point of it.
So mean.
But I think you look very handsome.
You look fine.
Thank you. I did have my awkward moment with Tinder Wolf when you guys
what?
Were there. Because I shook his hand, and I don't know if it weirded him out. But
why would it weird him out?
I don't know why I said it, but when we shook hands, I was like, I really like you.
Wow.
I looked him in the eyes and I said, I really like you.
Your relationship is really progressing.
Can you apologize to him if I came off really weird, but I meant to say, like, I like him as a friend? like for you.
Okay,
I like
this
him.
Is really awkward.
Yeah, how else would you like
him? I'm glad y'all like
him. Yeah, I like I just feel like I shouldn't have said that to him.
Did you say at the end of the night or the beginning of the night?
At the end of the night when I shook hands with him. I really like you.
That's what guys and girls say to each other on dates.
That's the word I said.
I really like you. I said it to a girl.
I meant to say I like you for Kelly, but I said I really like you. So
you want to go out with him? Like do guys night or something?
Yeah.
Wear the baby blazer.
Ow. I'm going to wear the baby blazer all the time now.
Oh, can we cut the sleeves off for summer?
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
All right, we're back, and we've moved on over to the Burger King Breakfast Lounge because we have some guests. Now, before I introduce our guests, let me brag on them a little bit.
Okay.
Their video for Geronimo, already 7 million views on YouTube.
Wow.
They surpassed 87 million worldwide Spotify streams, and they were named iHeartRadio On The Verge artist. I'm talking about the band Shepherd.
Yay!
Hey, guys. Oh,
what are you guys doing here? You've already done all that stuff.
Right?
This is the peak. Yeah. This is where we're like.
The pinnacle.
We can retire after this one.
We're actually on tour with Meghan Trainor at the moment. So, it's pretty exciting getting to go to all these cities that we never would have visited. Mm. It's cool.
Now, let's get to know the band. We got George.
Yes, sir.
You do vocals.
I do.
You're the big brother.
Yes, sir.
All right. Then we got Amy.
Hello.
You do a little singing for us, Amy. We also have Emma on the bassman.
Mm-hmm. Yep, on the bass.
On the bass. Man. We got Michael on guitar over there. What's up, Michael? We got Dean on the cajon. Which is a drum.
That's a box.
Yeah, that's a box.
He plays box.
And then we got Jason on acoustic guitar.
All right.
So you guys got a full band. We got a full band in here.
And see, this is what I love about Shepherd, because you did bring in the full band. A lot of times they leave the drummer or whatever back home. But y'all made every damn body get up and come in this morning.
How crowded is your tour bus?
Actually, it's pretty good. It's a big bus.
So
it's like one of the proper coaches.
Oh.
So we've got, like, there's 12 beds on there, and there's only, what, 8 of us in the touring party, 9 of us. So more than enough room.
Yeah.
Now, y'all talk funny. Where are you from?
y'all talk funny. I can talk like this if you want.
I'll do so, George. Where are you from, sweetheart?
Well, I'm from down south. No, we're from Australia.
We're talking with Shepherd, the band. George, there's that moment where every band is discovered. However, you were discovered in the shower by your sister.
Oh, my.
That sounds really bad.
Yeah. That's kind of family. Oh.
What were you doing?
Explain.
Well, I was in the shower singing. I was like singing Come Fly With Me by, you know, the Michael Bublé version. And Amy sort of walked past the shower and she heard me singing, and she had an assignment to do at the time. She was, you know, studying music at TAFE, which is sort of like a, you know, a college. And she was like, you know, I could put some harmonies onto the song and get a better mark. And so when I got out of the shower, she sort of approached me and was like, what do you reckon? We could do this. And
did she like,
you're like, let me put my pants on.
I was like,
Well,
give me a second. We'll write the song. Just let me put some clothes on and we'll be sweet.
Well, Amy, were you taken back when you heard your brother singing in the shower? You're like, I didn't know he had those
yeah,
keys.
I knew that he could kind of sing, but yeah.
Kind of sing.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to be an actor, really, is what I was reading about you, right?
Yeah, I was actually, I was in a Viagra commercial back home in Australia.
You were not.
I was. That was my first ever acting job.
Oh, that's sad. You're a little young for that.
Well, that's what everybody says, but I was playing the guy before, you know, and he was like,
oh, the sperm.
When he was like the king guy, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
did they
great.
Give you free hey, samples by any chance?
I can hook you up, man. It's all good.
Yeah. Shout out to the old guys.
So you guys are on tour with Meghan Trainor. We're talking to the band Shepherd. How did you guys come in touch, in contact with Meghan?
It was all through our management.
Oh, okay.
We're signed to Scooter Braun here and Republic in the US. So, you know, Meghan was going on her first tour and we hadn't toured the States. And, we, you know, we have a kind of reggae feel and so does she. So it was kind of a perfect fit. Yeah, and then they got on to her, they showed her our music and she just, you know, she was a fan from the get-go and she's been super nice to us the whole time. Before the tour even started, she, like, gave us a call and, you know, broke the ice. Yeah, she's awesome. So
can you guys sing a sexy song for us?
If you want us to sing sexy, we can do sexy.
Yeah. What are you guys going to be performing for us?
All right, we're going to sing a song called Smile, which is off our debut album, Bombs Away.
Oh, great.
Which comes out March 10th, by the way.
It does, yeah.
Da 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 da. Let's take a trip back to the start when I was sitting all alone with half a heart. I was wasting, 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 wasting my time. Well, you walked up to me and asked for my name. Now every little thing for me has changed. I've been waiting, 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 waiting for you. The luck in love always let me down. Well, I'm gonna turn it around. Cause you make me smile with your loving smile, and I hope that you'll be mine for a while with your loving smile. Da 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 da. When the sun begins to rise and came my way, you fell out of the sky. Made my day. As long as you can tell me that you're gonna stay, I'll keep smiling. Well, the sun begins to rise and you came my way. You fell out of the sky and you made my day. As long as you can tell me that you're gonna stay, I'll keep smiling. Well, the sun begins to rise and you came my way. You fell out of the sky and you made my day. As long as you can tell me that you're gonna stay, I'll keep smiling. Well, the sun began to rise and you came my way. You fell out of the sky and you made my day. As long as you can tell me that you're going to stay, I'll keep smiling.
We're still in the Burger King Breakfast Lounge with Shepherd. Now, you may have seen him on Jimmy Fallon. And they have also been named an iHeartRadio On The Verge artist. Their video, Geronimo, over 7 million views on YouTube already. Will you guys please perform Geronimo?
Oh, since you asked it so nicely.
Thank you.
It's like a little kid at Christmas.
Pretty please.
All right, we can do that right now for you.
Can you feel it? Now it's coming back. We can steal it. If we bridge this gap, I can see you through the curtains of the waterfall. When I lost it, yeah, you held my hand, but I tossed it. Didn't understand you were waiting as I dove into the waterfall. And so say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo. Can you feel? We can make this leap through the good sense of the waterfall, yeah, yeah. So say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo. Can you feel? Just a boy with a broken toy, all lost and coy
at the curtains of the waterfall.
So it's you I stand as a broken man, but I found my friend at
the curtains of the waterfall.
Now I'm falling down through the crashing sound when you come around
at the curtains of the waterfall.
And you rush to me and it sets us free, so I fall to my knees. And so say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo.
So good. The song is called Geronimo.
Didn't you want to sing it with them?
I did.
I kept wanting to
say
do it.
Geronimo.
I know.
Say
it's infectious.
It is. I wanted to sing
it. I didn't want to throw you off, though. I was afraid of my beat would throw you off.
Man, we sound horrible.
It's a great anthem. It must be so fun when you're singing it in front of a huge
and
audience.
Everybody's
and
everybody's doing it.
It is into it.
Yeah. Now, I know you guys are super busy. You got to get back to the tour with Meghan Trainor. But before you go, usually when we have foreign artists coming, we have you guys do your best American accent.
He's Mexican.
I'm Mexican.
Yeah, we have JC do this all the time.
Yeah.
He's foreign. So,
so you say your name and where you're from in the United States based on the accent.
So you can go, yeah, you can do any state, you know, if you can't do Southern, if you want to do California. So go, you just pick whatever accent
you
want. You can
do New York, you can do Boston.
My name is Amy Shepherd, and I am a Valley girl from Cali.
There you go.
Good, Amy. Very good.
Southie.
Yeah, do the South. That's
from
easy.
Here?
Yeah,
from y'all, my name is Emma, and I like fried chicken.
There you go.
So do I.
George?
Okay, so, you know, you're from New York. You got a New York accent. My name's George, and the best kind of coffee is in New York City.
There you go. That's good. That's good.
Awesome.
Dean, you want to try Dean?
The actor in him is coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, Dean.
I'm Dean Gordon. I'm from the South now.
All right.
It's glad to be here.
Do y'all think our accent is cool over here like we think y'all's is cool over there?
Yeah, I think it's great how the United States has so many different accents. You know, Australia, you've got like, you know, so you've got your Ocker accent over here, but then... Like the way we talk, you know, we're from the city, and it's a bit more
like snooty,
relaxed.
Snooty Australian.
Well, snooty, yes.
Hello, mate. I'm from Brisbane, right near the beach. Boy.
Good job, JC.
That concludes our
accent challenge.
Thank you. It's so funny how, like, people, whenever people try and do an Australian accent, it always sounds like there's something up their butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there is.
Okay.
If we want to keep up with Shepherd, where do we go?
You want to head to wearesheppard.com. At wearesheppard is the Twitter handle, and everything's all under We Are Shepherd.
Perfect. Bombs Away album drops on March 10th. Make sure you grab that. You can buy Geronimo right now, single, right?
Yeah, you can pre-order the album, and you can get, I think, like 5 tracks free. So
sweet.
When you pre-order.
Awesome. Give it up for Shepherd, everybody.
Yay. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for America's favorite game.
But wait, there's more.
Yay! But wait, there's more.
Who doesn't love this game? We all stay up late at night and we watch those infomercials.
Yeah.
And they have the illest products out there.
And then it's always, but wait, there's more.
I know, Al, there's always more.
Yeah.
It never ends. And then you never get around to buying that product.
No.
That's where we come in. We want to hook you up. But first, you got to call in to play 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're looking for call number 11.
All right.
Go with that one today.
That'll work.
Yeah, this is one of those because we never get around to buying those. You know, we see them. We think they're super cool. I could definitely use it in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fall asleep.
Well, I just pray and bide my time until it ends up on the as seen on TV aisle.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Or you can hope for that, Kelly. But what if it never makes it?
Sometimes
they don't make
it. I had a friend register for their wedding.
Yeah.
Right? For the all edge brownie pan. Do you remember that thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every brownie portion has the
edge. Yeah, it
looks
like a maze. So yeah. every piece of brownie you cut has the edges.
Is that a website like As Seen on TV?
Yes, I think there is.
Yeah.
So you could register for your wedding at asseenontv.com
and get some
really cool stuff.
Or you could play.
But wait, there's more.
All right.
Right?
Yeah. Heck
right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We're getting our contestant.
So excited.
I'm so excited about today's
Can't
product.
Wait to find out what we're giving away today.
Just looking at these makes me happy because I could definitely use all three. But
you think?
Unfortunately, you don't get all three. You only get to listen to a very short clip. The longest one is 5 seconds of each product. And based on that clip, you have to pick which one you want.
All right.
Once you pick, we'll let you know what you did not win before we present your prize to you. Hey, Natalie Pauling, how you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Are you
excited to play?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I'm excited. I'm nervous.
Okay.
Good.
Tell us
about you, Natalie.
Okay. I'm just driving to work right now. I got married back in October, and I have a 2-year-old daughter.
Oh.
Yay. Okay.
Nice. Yay. Speak up really loud for us, okay, so we can hear what you're saying.
Okay.
All right.
That's better.
All right. Here we go. We're going to play you some products, and then you get to pick, okay? Are you ready for it, Natalie?
Okay.
All right, let's play.
I'm ready.
But wait, there's more.
Here is product number one, Natalie.
Get a good workout on your exercise machine or finally watch movies comfortably in your bed.
Wait, wait. Do I work out or do I chill in bed?
Or do you do both?
That's pretty good.
I think I know what that is.
Okay.
I think I do too.
Do you really?
I do.
I think I know what that is.
Well, we'll find out.
All right.
Natalie, here is product number two with...
But wait, there's more.
No more sharing the chip bowl with Grossy Gross.
Grossy Gross?
Who's Grossy Gross?
Grossy Gross.
Grossy,
what?
Grossy
no more
Gross.
Sharing what?
No more sharing the chip bowl, like the tortilla chip bowl with Grossy Gross.
Yeah, let's play that again because that was good.
No more sharing the chip bowl with Grossy Gross.
Wow. Grossy Gross. Do you have a Grossy Gross in your family, Natalie?
I can think of a few. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you leaning towards one product so far, Natalie?
Probably only the first one so far.
So far, okay. Mm-hmm.
See what if number three can tempt you.
Fortunately for you.
But wait, there's more.
We have product number three, Natalie. Are you ready to hear what you could potentially win?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, here you go.
Never too hot. Always just right for you.
Well, what?
Never too
but what
hot.
What is never too hot and always just right for me?
It could be anything, Kelly.
That's very vague.
It could be literally anything.
It could be a chip bowl for grossy gross.
It could be.
Gross. Wow, I'm really stumped.
I'm torn.
I would not know what to pick this week.
I am really torn.
I think I know what to pick. I think I do.
You do?
If I had to go with one, I'd go with grossy gross.
Grossy gross?
Here we go.
I'm just too intrigued.
Yeah. See, that's not what Natalie was leaning towards.
I don't like grossy gross. Gross. No.
I like the never too hot.
Natalie, you have
one or three.
One or three. You have three options to choose from, and you must make your decision.
And we honestly don't know what it is.
We don't.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'm going to go with number three.
Okay.
She is going with number three.
I like it. I like this pick.
Never too hot. Always right. Just right for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear what she didn't win.
Okay. Let's hear what you did not win. You did not go with this product.
Introducing Go-Go Pillow,
yeah,
the plush, comfortable, multifunction pillow that fits any tablet, anytime, anywhere, mm-hmm. so you can work hands-on or hands-off. The beauty is in our sleek and comfortable patented multi-slot design that houses the corners of any tablet and lets you choose the perfect viewing angle while the pillow holds your tablet on lockdown.
As a man who owns a Go-Go Pillow.
I own four Go-Go Pillows. I am sorry, Natalie, that you didn't win that one.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
It's okay, though, Natalie. Again, Natalie... Natalie went with number three.
See, now I would have gone with number two.
Number two was this product, if you remember.
No more sharing the chip bowl with Grossy Gross.
Well, what is that product?
Snackies!
Let's find out. Snackies really is the ultimate snacky solution. Now you can have your favorite drink and the snacks you love all in one cup.
What?
Snack easy with Snackies.
I've got
one. It's Snackies.
I know you do.
Sealed lid keeps snacks fresh and clean. There's even a cap on the straw, so spills are a thing of the past.
Right.
That is.
Let me tell you.
I've been wanting those.
I know. My daughter saw that infomercial and she was dying for one. I'm like, I'm not getting that crap. I finally saw it on the ad.
I've been wanting one, but it's okay. I picked
they
number
were
three.
Sold out over the holidays because I tried to get my little half brother one and they only had frozen ones. They
I got
sold
one
out
for
everywhere.
Emma Kelly and she, at her birthday, this thing was like $10.
Yeah.
She almost
loves
started
it.
Crying. She was so excited to get this.
Natalie
Snackies.
Did not pick the Snackies. The Snackies are retail value $9.95.
I told you, it's $10. Yeah.
Two great prizes you passed on right
you
there.
You did not
lady.
Pick the Go-Go Pillow, which Al loves.
I love the
what
Go-Go
did she
Pillow.
Get?
That retails for $19.95. Natalie, you picked prize number three, which is the most expensive one, which is good.
Oh, okay.
And it's this.
Introducing the revolutionary Sauna Pants, the at-home sauna experience that you can enjoy when you want to and where you want to, right in the comfort of your own home. All you do is wrap, adjust heat level, and relax as the Sauna Pants deliver a deep, soothing heat, relieving your body of excess water.
Sauna
pants.
Slimming sauna shorts.
It looks like a diaper, Natalie.
It looks like a
my gosh, so it's a steam room around, it's steam room panties, basically.
Yeah.
You too could have.
Well, that's amazing.
Well, there you go, Natalie. Yeah. Your husband's going to love it when you come home from work and you're relaxing in the bed in your sauna pants.
Slimming sauna pants.
But they're slimming. I want to try them.
You can say, hey, baby, no need.
I have a sweaty butt.
Turn it on right
now. Yeah, but it's like doing the steam room.
Yeah, but you can't
but
share
only
that.
On your butt.
And
why wouldn't they make like a sauna
your
suit?
Waist.
Why wouldn't they make a sauna suit? Why is it just your butt?
Because we only care about losing the water weight in the middle.
Yeah. So are you excited about your slimming sauna shorts?
I actually am really excited. Thank you.
Oh, we're excited for you.
Yeah.
And we want you to send pictures.
Okay. I feel like if you fell asleep in them, though, and you're laying in bed like the model on the TV, you'd wake up and be like, I wet the bed.
And you know what, Natalie? Since you're a great sport, we're also going to hook you up with $100 to Party City. So we'll get you a gift card to Party City.
Awesome.
So you can get your green on for St. Patrick's Day with leprechaun costumes, hats, beads, and more fun from Party City.
Mm-hmm. Or have a sauna party.
Well, thank you. And
thanks, Natalie.
Please, Natalie, take a picture of you in those sauna pants.
Tag us all.
Another satisfied customer with our new game called...
But wait, there's more.
We'll play again tomorrow morning, same time.
Sounds good.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.